The Arkansas State Police has released the names and details about a deadly crash in Independence County on Monday. The state police say that 44-year-old Michael Jackson of Mountain View, Arkansas, was killed when he drove off the road and struck a culvert and overturned the vehicle he was driving. A passenger, 27-year-old Gage Browder of Mountain View, was injured. He was taken to White River Medical Center. The accident happened on State Highway 25 near Greenbrier Farm Road. A North Arkansas Electric Cooperative right-of-way employee was injured while working in Ozark Acres Thursday morning. He was taken by helicopter to a Little Rock hospital. CEO Mel Coleman said that they are thankful for the quick response of their right-of-way crew and local emergency personnel, and they asked that they please join them in praying for him and his loved ones. NAEC will not release the employee's name at this time out of respect for his privacy. Coleman said that their employees' safety is always a top priority, and they continually strive to better the existing safety protocols and will review yesterday's event thoroughly. A man from Cave City has been arrested after he was found sitting in a woman's car, zipping up his pants. 46-year-old Timothy Strain is charged with felony breaking or entering, misdemeanor first-degree criminal mischief, and misdemeanor theft of property. Strain was arrested in Horseshoe Bend and taken to the Izard County Jail. His bond set at $25,000. Tuesday, the Fulton County Sheriff's Office arrested a man on drug charges. 53-year-old Timothy Troy Foster was arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, interfering with governmental operation, and resisting arrest. His bond was set at $15,000. A teen from Mountain Home was arrested Thursday for assault and battery. 19-year-old Caden Knight was arrested. He's charged with aggravated assault on a correctional officer, second-degree battery, public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and probation violation. He's being held in the Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $5,000. A man from Viola was arrested Tuesday in Fulton County. 38-year-old Tommy Sean Rogers was arrested with charges pending for possession of meth or cocaine with the purpose to deliver and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $10,000. The Lawrence County Sheriff's Office arrested a woman Wednesday on drug charges. Emily Blair Golden was arrested. She's charged with possession of a Scheduled 1 or 2 controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. She's being held in the Lawrence County Detention Center. Four people were injured, one seriously, in an accident in Texas County Thursday. The Highway Patrol reports that a 47-year-old man from Salem, Missouri, suffered serious injuries, and a 21-year-old woman, 2-year-old boy, and an infant girl, all from Lenox, Missouri, all suffered minor injuries when the car driven by the man from Salem hit the car the woman from Lenox was driving as the woman attempted to make a turn. The accident happened on Highway 32, 3 miles east of Licking. The Missouri Department of Transportation is currently hiring maintenance personnel for winter operations with opportunities for year-round employment, including mowing, striping, and other maintenance functions. There are hundreds of full-time maintenance and emergency maintenance equipment operator positions currently available across the state. Hourly salaries begin at $20, depending on the level of experience and area of operation. Employees in entry or intermediate level positions are eligible to receive a pay increase after 1 year in their position. Career opportunities can be found online at modot.org/careers. FNBC has announced again that they have donated $10,000 to the Highland School District in support of Saluting Our Achieving Rebels. The Highland SOAR program acknowledges students each quarter who either have all A's and B's and or perfect attendance or who have shown grit. FNBC has been a proud sponsor of the SOAR program since its inception in fall of 2015. Ozarks Healthcare is pleased to announce the promotion of RN Hope Smith to Director of Emergency Services. Originally from West Plains, Smith brings 15 years of experience with Ozarks Healthcare and a strong background in nursing leadership to her new role. Throughout her career, she served in a variety of positions across the organization, including an LPN in Women's Health, registered nurse on the medical surgical unit, float pool RN, house supervisor, supervisor of nursing administration, and most recently, manager of nursing administration.